Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of our day. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us, folks, Trevor Bolden. Let's break him in really well here. He's a trainer. He's an expert in training people for business and for life. His company is called Success Tracks, and he lives in Fort St. John, British Columbia. And I'm going to get him to tell you how cold it is in the northern part of British Columbia. Trevor Bolden, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. By the way, folks, he's also the author of Take Charge and Change Your Life Today. Trevor, tell the audience how cold it is in Fort St. John, British Columbia.
Right now, when I do the difference between, you know, our Fahrenheit or our Celsius versus Fahrenheit, we are currently at minus 40 Fahrenheit.
Minus 40 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, we're in a cold snap. They've got the snow through Washington, but we've got all the cold that we need here in British Columbia.
So you're quite a few hours, quite a few hundred miles north of Seattle, which is getting a lot of snow. But I thought the audience, my mostly American audience would like to hear that you're at minus 40 Fahrenheit, folks. That's pretty darn cold.
I was talking to folks out of Florida yesterday, and they said the same thing. They said, well, how cold is it up there right now? And I said, and yesterday we were about minus 47 Fahrenheit. So, I mean, she's warming up. And I told them that, and she says, well, now, no. She goes, what's the breakdown on that? And I said, no, like, if you take what zero as Fahrenheit, I said, we are minus, you know, minus 47 Fahrenheit.
She couldn't even get her head around that.
No, you couldn't even grasp what that means.
So it seems to me that, now, I know one of the things you do is you help people manage their finances, their life, get their lives back in order if they've gotten upside down. It seems to me, in a place where it gets that cold, it'd be kind of hard to spend very much money other than on heating oil. But the rest of us down here, and where it's a lot warmer, we can get out and go to the malls and spend money, which is when we sometimes incur debt. So how do you help people do what you call live a debt-free life?
Well, you know, Jim, I've really started to use a lot of the systems that I put into play, and the baby steps, as I like to call them, that I've detailed in the book. I think there's some pretty easy fundamentals when it comes to, when it comes to debt, and when it comes to learning the difference between earning versus savings, earning and spending, and that's really what we focus on. So, I mean, some of the biggest steps, I mean, when I started out, it was about 12, 13, or 14 years ago. I was $85,000 in debt. I didn't have any sort of a plan. I just kind of, you know, I floated along the bottom, and I was being chased by creditors and chased by collectors. And I started to really focus on how I can take charge of my financial life, put a plan together that I knew could take me from where I was at that time to where I seen myself being a short amount of years later.
So is that what you did? You said, all right, I want to imagine where I want to be. Was that the first thing you did?
It was, you know, I mean, and that's the step one, I think, for anybody, and especially for the listeners out there, is I mean, my very first step was to realize that, you know, I had a problem, or being willing to adapt, I could not fix that problem, and it's funny because you meet people all the time, and people will tell me that, you know, and the easiest breakdown I have when they tell me what their financial pressures are is the fact that, you know, they either need to spend less or they need to earn more.
Yeah.
Right. It's literally that simple when you've got the situation of
just like eating, right? You either need to eat less or exercise more.
And that's 100% exactly. You know, like, there's got to be a balance. You have to have some sort of a harmonic balance in what we do.
Yeah. And so you imagined what you would want to look like, how your life would be, and what did you imagine? You imagine being rich, or did you just imagine being without debt?
Well, you know what? I mean both, and I think that was key. It was funny. I was doing a bit of a keynote last night here in Central BC, and and that was one of the things I said to the people, because their biggest question was that, you know, how did you break that down? And what I did is I took what people call, you know, New Year's resolutions, what people call dreams, what people call hopes, and I created those into the goals that I'd set forth. And it was basically a written out plan of goals that kind of went into, you know, kind of went into a master life plan. And because of the trouble I was in at that time, I mean, it wasn't really a monthly or a yearly or a lifetime goal sheet. It was literally a daily sheet. It was little steps that I could put into place every day, because my goals along that path were within 6 months to pay off the entire debt that I owed, which was $85,000. Right. It was to start saving money.
You broke it down into these steps, but 6 months to pay off $85,000, that's pretty aggressive, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. But I mean, it at that time, it enabled me or involved me getting a new career, because I wasn't going to do it in the job I was in. So I realized that, again, if I wanted to spend the kind of money that I spent, I had to earn more money. So
right.
the job I was in at that time, I couldn't do that. So I had to make the sacrifice of getting a new job in order to do this, or learn how to spend less.
You had to get a new job and then go be successful in that job, too.
Exactly, but that was all part of the goals that I had laid out. That was one of them that was in there. The second one was, you know, by the time I was 30, was to be a millionaire. So, I mean, there was, and that's when we go back to what you asked about if it was just paying off the debt or was it becoming wealthy as well. It was a combination of both, because I knew I had to do one in order to achieve the other. But, you know, when you've got these goals laid out on your life plan, nothing feels better to accomplish them, scratch it off, because it's that much easier to take that next baby step to get to that next goal.
Right. Right. And so then what was next? What was the next thing you did?
Then I started to really look at how I did my budgeting, how I looked at money, these different things. Because, it's one thing to then get myself or propel myself into the position to earn more, but I had to realize how I could manage it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, accountants do books and financial guys do money management, you know. But the problem is a lot of the people with their household finances don't feel that they either make enough or spend enough to have either of those professionals in their lives. So I had to learn how I could control my budget, control my spending, because now that I was on to earning, so I did a budget, you know, and they're not fun, and they never are, and nobody I think that you ever meet is going to tell you that household budgets are fun, but they're absolutely critical, and they should become mandatory in everybody's household.
If you don't do a budget, you don't know what you're spending your money on.
Well, and that's exactly it. So, you know, and it is very easy this day and age, it's even more so now than it was then, to spend your hard-earned money. You know, and
there's always somebody. There's always somebody or something, especially today with all the technology and all the other stuff, access to spending money. You don't have to go shopping anymore to spend money. It comes to you now on your phone, on your computer, with all this new stuff. It's a lot easier to let it get out of hand, isn't it?
You bet it is. And with Christmas just not far past us, you know, I think that's where a lot of people still are going, ooh, they're still feeling that Christmas crunch. Because, you know, money on the credit cards, the phones, like right here said, the apps, all these tablets, and it's you're spending money, and people are always spending it on plastic.
You got to get yourself, you got to disconnect from those things, folks. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Trevor Bolden. The book is called Take Charge and Change Your Life Today. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.